can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.
Is Ralph Kermit Winterode II with the Ralph Winterode Show, coming to you live out of Alaska. I'm telling you what, we are in some really, really interesting times to be alive. I got out of Fox Nation. I don't watch Fox at all, because those people know what's going on, and they have a duty to speak, they have a platform to speak, and they have chosen the love of money over truth. So I'm done with those folks. Of course, I've been done with ABC and NBC and all them other, CBS and all the other flavors. We're in some really, really serious stuff here. And I mean really serious. Karen Kingston, which is an ex-Pfizer employee, a really sharp, very well-spoken, highly researched information she puts out the documents. She was on Frank Speech Friday. I highly recommend going to Frank Speech, the TV site, and go down and watch that interview. And you probably might want to get right with the Creator and His Son, because I'm telling you what, it's on the way. Now, how far out? I have no idea. But she goes into, this is a patent. They print it, folks. It's in the patent office. They give you the patent number so you can go check it out yourself and read it if you choose. What are they doing? They can inject us with microorganisms. That's something new. It's a small something, whatever, parasites, whatever, in this thing. And that's okay. They are injecting us with these nano whatever the heck they are, that can talk to the outside world. The cell phone and stuff, if you got the app, they can analyze your blood. They can tell if you go to church or not. And then you get a score. They keep score by where you go. And if you go to church, that's a no-no, because that's where the Christians go. We can't have that. So they give you a higher score, and they may put you up. That may qualify you for another shot. This is unbelievable. And they print it. They have a patent on this. This should shock us. And if they get to this digital currency, which they're doing, they're coming. They will be like China. You've been a bad boy. Well, you got a score here. You're only going to get so much food credits to use this week, unless you change. You can't go to church. Can't do these things. You can't associate with these types of people because they will know everything we're doing. And they're going to implement it starting January 1. That's right. So we get rid of these nurses and the hospitals. They say there are certain types like physicians and stuff. They may give them a pass on some of these bad things. But if you're not, they're going to replace the nurses and stuff with artificial intelligence. They're already doing it. It ain't something that's just in the future. They got it. And they're starting a full implementation January of 2022. That's not far away. Satan is here. He is alive and well. We're in the Matrix, folks, if you ever watch the movie. About everything we think we know is so is not. And these people, which I'm going to go over today again, these agencies, the whole lot of them, are the enemies of we the people. They sit outside the Constitution. They sit outside. 44 U.S.C. 3502 lists a whole ton of them. Postal Service, Federal Reserve, FDA, all these things. SEC. And Congress has to invite them in. That's right. There is four. They could be sitting in China. Congress has to invite these federal agencies or agencies in with a limited delegation of power. Hey, you over in China, would you like to come over and make a regulation on mask only? Has to be very specific. They don't do that. They give them general. Hey, just come and make regulations because we got a bunch of stupid, ignorant people over here in the U.S. of A. And you tell them to jump and they'll jump. Because we don't know no better. And they're lying to us. These politicians are lying to us. Almost every one of them. There's like Mike Lindell said, there's only a few of them, maybe on one hand or two tops that he's met, that are actually in it for what they're supposed to be. We, the people, representing us, the sovereigns, with a limited delegation, with a contractual arrangement through a constitution and a bill of rights that says thou shalt not do these things. We don't give you the power. The Constitution of the United States is between the several states and we, the people. And they got rid of we the people with the Civil Rights Act of 1866, 14 Stat 27. Because they created a fictional. There's a citizen. Now see, this is the problem that we run into. We got the United States, but there are several flavors of the United States because they give them different definitions. We got the real one, which is the union of the several states. And there's the government of the United States that's in the District of Columbia. and the people in the District of Columbia are bona fide citizens of the United States under the plenary absolute total control of Congress in D.C. And they print it. Don't hide it. But everything we do is tied to being a citizen of the United States. But I don't live in D.C. Why would I do that? Because in 14th Amendment, that was only supposed to be to monitor the several states and the actors of the several states. If that was it, if they were discriminating, that's all it gave the power to. But they minced the words around. And we just don't know any better because we're not taught. And then these lawyers, most of them are worthless as, well, whatever, in a war, we used to say. I don't know if I can say that on the show or not. But they're just worthless. And that's what's getting us into a big problem here. Because what do? If you don't know, this is not the occupation of most people, being lawyers. The term in the 14th Amendment, everybody thinks you're bound by it. No, you're not. It's a ruse. It's a lie. And I can tell you unequivocally, and I'm going to get to this before the show's over today, this whole thing on COVID-19 is a con, and they can be sued. But nobody's going to something that's called real evidence that they can't dispute, and it's just amazing. The same thing with the Internal Revenue criminals. That is nothing more than the mafia coming around and getting protection money. And they get us to volunteer. Yeah, okay, I'll sign up. I'll get to do protection money this week. Why would a W-4, whether they went truly constitutional about 2018 or 19, why would it have instructions that says you can write exempt? Why would you have to write exempt on a form? Why? The IRS has called it an implied in law contract, which means the IRS is offering you, would you please be obligated to me? It's protection money. But I don't owe you nothing, just like the mafia that come around to your door. Okay. Where's your money? Okay, we'll see you next week. Mafia doesn't owe the people anything. Neither does the IRS. People can't seem to understand that because we're not taught that. They're called implied in law contracts. They're one way. I am wanting a benefit, and I am in fear of you, so I will volunteer myself to pay protection money. That's what it's about. That's a fact. And I can prove it. And we have a way with something that is judicially noticed, which is in the Federal Register. That is evidence. And evidence, they can't dispute it because it's in the Federal Register, judicially noticed. Not only did Congress make an act, they put the whole Federal Register Act in the Federal Register twice. It is the law of these foreign entities called agencies, federal agencies. That is the only thing, the Federal Register Act and the Administrative Procedures Act. That's the only thing they have to listen to. And if you understand, when it's in the Federal Register, it's judicially noticed, which means it is evidence. You can't, it's just like DNA. It's a public record. You can't get away from it. Is that your signature there, sir? That is. Thank you. Is that what it says, sir? Yes, sir. We're done. Ball game's over. And nobody's using it. It's shocking. But we're not taught. How would we know this? Because I have waded through tons of BS getting down to the real thing. But we get to the 14th Amendment. Everybody thinks, oh, wow, the 14th Amendment's got me. I'm a 14th Amendment citizen. No, you're not. We have to keep signing up to be a citizen of the United States to get benefits. Each one of them is a separate contract. Social Security is different from everything else, your driver's license, everything. They're all different. That's why they keep having us to sign up. But you see what they don't tell us. It says all persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction. How do you get subject to the jurisdiction? Let's see, with the W-4, I can write exempt. Just give them a name, social security number, and sign it, send it back. What I'm saying is, no, I don't want to take your, I don't want to volunteer to be obligated to you. Have you ever heard of a tax like I go to Freddie Myers and there's a sales tax and they say, oh, by the way, you don't have to pay sales tax. No, everybody's got to pay sales tax. Why doesn't everybody have to pay IRS? Why is there an option out? Does that tell you that there might not be any, quote, force and effect of law to what they're doing? Simple logic. There is none. I got a complaint when they went after Trump. They said it is a voluntary national tax. I don't want to volunteer. But it's like the mafia. They come around and burn your store down or shoot you or whatever. And we're about, because we go to the courts, we don't have any constitutional courts left anywhere. And I can prove it. Where's that remedy? Well, first of all, if you do not use what these agencies are bound, everybody is bound to take judicial notice thereof. It's like putting water on a duck's back. It just goes off. They ain't going to do anything. And the only thing that is evidence is what's in the Federal Register against the federal agency. That's the only thing that you can use against it as evidence. You can't use anything else. That's it. And they go farther in the Federal Register to say if it's not in the Federal Register, you can give the old single finger wave to the agency and said, you know what? It says right here, if it's not in the Federal Register, I have no knowledge of it, and whatever you're doing is invalid. So y'all take a nice hike and get the heck out of my life. That's what that means. That is the evidence. That's the only thing. Evidence is what we can use to fight federal agencies is evidence. Code is not evidence against the federal agency. That's why Congress can't reach you and me, so they hire these federal agencies that are outside the Constitution to pull the con off on us. Now, there is a way that an agency could come out of China, a federal agency, we'll call it a federal agency, let's just call it China's agency. What the hell? I mean, it's just no different than any of the other ones, the FBI, these balls are all nonsense. The only way a China agency can reach you and me, number one, they have to put it, it's called general applicability and legal effect. Those are the words, general applicability and legal effect. And it's any document of that federal agency, anything that has general applicability and legal effect shall be in the Federal Register. If it's not there, you tell that federal agency, CHICOMP, go to HELL. They're done. Just like, how can you have a law of the United States if there isn't one? How do you know what to do? How can you punish me for it? Because we have to have notice. The public has to have notice. It's got to be, that's the first step for all of these outside foreign entities. They shall. General applicability and legal effect shall be in the Federal Register. And I guarantee you they do not teach us how to read and fight federal agencies. It's a con. It's like the rabbit coming out of the hat. Well, I saw it, so therefore the rabbit comes out of the hat. That's all I need to know. You betcha. Don't think so. Thank you. back in a minute.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central, and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Okay, well, we're back here. And getting back to this subject too. 14. All persons born or naturalized in the United States, comma, and subject to the jurisdiction thereof. There is a qualifier. What do you suppose that means? And subject to the jurisdiction. If it was a law of the United States, there's no such thing and subject to the jurisdiction. You either is or you're not. Something's rotten here. What do you think? What's the definition of rotten of subject to? Means liable, comma, subordinate, comma, subservient, comma, inferior, obedient to, semicolon, governed or affected by, semicolon, provided that, semicolon, provided, comma, semicolon, answerable. Subject to usually indicates a condition of one party's duty of performance and not a promise by the other. Whoa. One usually indicate a condition of one party's duty of performance and not a promise by the other. It's called an implied in law contract. It means I want to sign up for the benefits because I'm scared. I'm free. You put the fear of the devil in me. I know people go to jail if they don't volunteer. And then they go to jail because they bring this up and they don't win. Why? Well, they use code. That's not what's going on. United States District Court officially came in 1948. Why did they, what happened to the, quote, District Court of the United States? That's different. That's a constitutional court. In 1911, when they did away with the constitutional circuit courts of the United States and they brought in the courts of appeal, where did that judicial power go? I couldn't believe it, because in the 1911 code, it said the judicial power of the appellate circuit courts of the United States. Now, they sit, they're an appellate court. The judicial power went to the district court of the United States, a lower court. I said, what the heck is going on here? How come the new court of appeals doesn't have judicial power of the United States? Because it's, that's not what it's doing. They had a citizen of the United States that they brought up, and this thing called a federal question. They had to amend the Judiciary Act of 1789. I forget the exact number of the year right now, but somewhere around, I don't know, 1781 or somewhere along in there. Because a citizen of the United States doesn't have standing in a bona fide Article III court about cases and controversies. So they had to create a new appellate court. First step was the Court of Appeals, 1911. And they put the judicial power, the constitutional power, back down to the lower court. I wonder how many people ever picked up on that. Then they passed the 17th Amendment. And what happened there? You see, the several states are one of the two parties to the Constitution of the United States. They gave, the legislature surrendered that power. That's illegal, by the way, what they did, but there's a way to prove that. But anyway, they did it to citizens of the United States. So now we already had, after the 14th Amendment, everybody thinking they are, they get everybody to thinking, well, I want to be a citizen of the United States. I want the benefits. They don't tell us the whole story. So they make the to register to vote being a citizen of the United States. A citizen of the United States has no inalienable rights. He has no soul, nothing. He's not, he's from the devil, really what it is. This is the name for the devil. If you're just straight a citizen of the United States, you're from Satan. Because you have no tie to the inalienable rights, the law of nature, nature's God, and the Declaration of Independence. Because they just made it up. It's a fictional law. It's different than being the character of a citizen of the United States and going to D.C. That's different. It says character. Just like I've used the example of a tenant or landlord. I can be a citizen of Alaska. That doesn't change if I want to take on the character of a landlord or the character of a tenant and go to court. That's fine. That didn't change my birthright. That's just a character. The status of that. Of which there is statutory law. Fine. There's nothing wrong with that. It's difficult for people to grasp these concepts because we're not taught this stuff. And the stuff I talk about, I've got all kinds of documents proving it's their stuff. So what they did is, in 1913, they left out the word several. You see, the Constitution of the United States for the House of Representatives, oh, back in a minute. Thank you.
truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, we're back here. And I read a lot of cases. I was reading it and I read this, found this case. It's Adams versus Clinton, 90 F period SUPP 2D35. 90 F period SUPP 2D35. It's a District of Columbia case, 2000. And they talk about what they did is, you see, in the Constitution of the United States, Article 1, Section 2, the House of Representatives shall be composed of members chosen every second year by the people of the several states. People of the several states! So when they did the 17th Amendment, they didn't put in several states. They put in each state. Why would they do that? One word. Because the several states is constitutional. Each state they can define, which they have in the National Voter Registration Act of 1993, that says all elections are for federal offices only, and that the word state, quotation marks, means State of the United States, which means the state that they're talking about there is lowercase, is a municipal entity under the United States and the District of Columbia. How can the several states be equivalent to the District of Columbia? The Constitution of the United States was made for the union of the several states. It does not include the District of Columbia. The citizens of the United States do not have any right to go to a bonafide constitutional Article 3 court. The Supreme Court has said so more than once. The people in the District of Columbia have no protection of taxation without representation in the District of Columbia. They are totally under the plenary power of Congress, and they're called laws of Congress, not laws of the United States. They print it. So how can I be a citizen of the United States out here? Because I signed up for it. Because that's all they offer. There is a way out. There's ways out, because there always has to be a way to the truth. One is filing in, and I've got to upgrade up their status into the public record. It's self-authenticating evidence, Evidence Rule 901, number 7. I've done that, and I got them to turn off, leave me alone on Social Security, and I've got people waiting to, a lot of people waiting on me to get this stuff. It takes a while to get it all documented, because I'm going to raise more hell than you can shake a stick at here when I get through with this. Just got a brief done, and I'm going to tune it up. We're going to start suing agents and everybody. They all can be sued. You just got to know how. With evidence that they can't dispute. How about that? How would you like to have the evidence on a murder case with the knife and the blood and the DNA and put the knife at the scene? They're done. That's how stout this is. And the only evidence you can use against an agency has got to be in the Federal Register. You have to cite the Federal Register publication. Because technically, there's just this code, the CFR, the Code of Federal Regulations, is a whole compilation of publications under different United States code sections. And by the way, it's under laws of the United States. It's under United States of America. I'm sorry. United States of America is not under United States, because it sits outside the Constitution. So this is outside the Constitution, the Code of Federal Regulations. They say so. The very beginning of their CFRs. It's laws. It's under United States of America, not United States. The only way they can reach you and me is they have to think general applicability of legal effect shall be in the Federal Register. And if it's not there, it says we don't have notice. It's invalid. They are done. Done. Game over. Now, what makes this so amazing? There are 706 Part 301 regulations for the IRS. Now, what does that mean? They publish it in the Federal Register. And what I'm going to do is tear each one of those apart just to go one step farther. But what does that mean? When it says 26 CFR Section 301.6331, that's the notice lien levy, all this statutory lien and taking our stuff. There's 301 regs for it. What does that mean? It could be a Part 1 reg. It could be a Part 31. Part 301 is a ball game is over and they're admitting it. That means it is strictly under 5 U.S.C. 301, which is housekeeping regulations, the holding of the Supreme Court of the United States. It's very clear in 5 U.S.C. 301. It says it's for its business, the conduct of its employees, the conduct, not the health, the conduct of its employees, and for its records. So how does that got anything to do with me? I'm not an employee of the Internal Revenue criminals. They admit it's nothing. And it covers, number one, 6012, filing a implied in law contract for a 1040. It covers notice of deficiency. They got to say, Ralph, you owe us money, 6011 definition and 6012. This is 301. They got to say, Ralph, we're going to assess what we said you owe. 6203. Oh, that's a 301. Oh, we're going to come after your stuff. That's 6331. That's a 301. What the heck are you doing in my life, Bubba? Oh, go to tax court. So I bring in a 301 reg into tax court that has nothing to do with you or me, but oh, we don't use that. You see, we are conning the people. We get them to bring in the code section, and then they just laugh at us. They laugh. It's funny. When you start to read it, you can tell they're making... Once you understand the truth, you can see how they're rubbing our noses in it. Because we don't know. And then you go to collections. And you have 7433. Well, we have the Taxpayer Bill of Rights because Congress broke it up like the end of that Indiana Jones movie where you got to step on this stone and then you got to dodge that stone and you got to dodge this stone. The knife's coming down and all this. So under the collection side, you can't, 7433, you can't use that for a notice of deficiency. You have to go back to the tax court for a notice, a redetermination of a notice of deficiency that's a part 301 reg. This is the merry-go-round that Ralph did about three times before I started looking a little farther. I said, I've been here before. It's like deja vu in the Matrix. You know it's coming. So why would they do it? I think I'm going to get a different result? No. And people keep pounding on the same thing over and over for year after year after year. And they go nowhere. You have something that is actually evidence. If you have, it's as strong as a murder and DNA and tying it to it. If you have something that the court says everybody's got to do, and it is evidence, there's nowhere for them to run. They're done, and nobody's doing it. Almost nobody. There's a few I've seen that's not in the IRS that have used the regulations. And one. But so few people know about it. Why? Our republic has been overthrown. There are no constitutional courts. There's no elections for any public officers. They print it. They don't hide it. 185 ALR, 155. Says, well, you guys could have elections for state officers, but you don't do it. Why? Because back in 1935, we all surrendered the states to get the unemployment. We created an emergency. I'm hungry. I need a place to live. So I need unemployment. Well, okay. Here, the government's here to help. We're going to make it a universal unemployment. It's called a state plan. You ever seen one? Probably not. Do you even know they exist? Probably not. Do you know what the authority is for them? Probably not. All of the authority for the complete state plan for every state is all the same. It's all CFRs, codified. It's all federal. And none of them have the force and effect of law. It's all a ruse. They control adoption. They control the courts. They control the money. The judge is audited. They mandate there's got to be cooperative agreements between the court, the executive, judicial side, and the executive side, where their arms is called CSSD, our child slavers. They're selling children for money, adoption. They put a bounty on them. They do. It used to be $4,000 for the healthy one, $2,000 for the ones that aren't so healthy. I got to do a later cooperative agreement, see what this up. This is an act of Congress. Don't hide it. Why would I go into a court that's all rigged? You see, when you go in for IRS, pay attention. Criminal. Ralph, you haven't been donating. So we're here to prosecute you under tax evasion. And the first essential element is a notice of deficiency. But we're not going to tell you that. We'll call it due and owing. We'll change the word. But what's going to happen in that court? I have to give my permission to surrender to the mafia criminals. How do they do that? The judge, before jeopardy attaches, first of all, they have screened all of the jury members to make sure they're already citizens of the United States. So why do they have to do this? because they need to do it in open court on the record where I'm sitting there dumber than a rock. The judge will say, is there everybody here not a citizen of the United States? Is there anybody here not a citizen of the United States? I used to use this to get misdemeanor charges dismissed. I didn't have the full truth, but I knew I weren't one. Because as soon as they did all that, in Alaska, you can ask in the federal courts, you got to run through the judge, and he's not going to let the questions be asked. He screens the questions because, we can't let you ask the jury a question that they don't know the answer to. Like I asked him, you just said you were a citizen of the United States. I'm dumber than a rock. I'm an old farm boy from Kansas. What did you just mean? What does that mean? I don't know. Well, if you don't know, why did you swear you is one? Can we take a short break? Then the charges go away. Yep. Been there, done that one. I knew I was onto something. Didn't have it all together back in the 2005 and 6. Back in there, I had 170-some citations trying to find out how they owned our car, because in Anchorage, you can go on the internet right now. Go to Anchorage, Alaska, go to their code, or Title 9, or you can email me, I'll send it to you. The police can only write citations for government-owned and government-driven vehicles. They print it. It's in their ordinance. That put me on, I don't know how many years. And I finally wised up. Go to the source, the root of the tree, and quit playing around on the leaves and the branches. So I went to Wasilla Chevrolet. Said, I want to see all the documents. Well, why would you want to do that? I want to have my lawyer. Well, no, we can't do that. No, sure you can. I said, I can sit outside here and pick at your place that you're selling cars and you refuse to let any lawyer look at the stuff before you sell them a car. Oh, okay, well, we'll call a lawyer. Oh, okay, you can look at it. That's when I found Attorney In Fact. It's a one-page thing. Every brand new car, right title and interest, I give it away before I ever take control of it. And they send the manufacturer statement of origin, a document that I'd heard of, never seen one. I saw that one. They wouldn't let me take a picture of it. I do have them pictures of it now. They hand carry those to DMV. They collateralize it. I can't prove that, but I don't know what they're doing. And they send me back a certificate of title that says there's other security interest not shown. Whoa! Who's got security interest if I paid this puppy off? Oh, then I found out we have legal owners and we have equitable owners. Legal owner is the right to drive somebody else's stuff and take care of it like a trustee in a trust. Equitable owner is the guy that owns the property. That's the state. They own the thing. So I'm driving a government-owned car. So I started using that against the cops. Hey, I want to report a crime. The government stole my ride here, and you're a part of it. 4 times, no tickets. One time I passed a cop doing about 20 miles an hour over the speed limit. Boy, was he pissed. Couldn't hardly talk. And I brought that up. He come back and wouldn't get around so I could get him on the cell phone video and said, here's your license, Mr. Winroad. You have a nice day. It works. He said, I want to report a crime. It's a crime, steal vehicles without knowledge, notifying you what they're doing. Who reads all that stuff when you buy new rigs? I never did. How about all kinds of new cars? Corvette 67, that's one I should have never got rid of. But I call them vans and stuff. I bought all kinds of new stuff. Now I drive old stuff, just all I want is 4 wheels to get me there. I'm thankful for that. I fought that for years. And it's so simple. So then I started looking into what's wrong with our government here. Everybody knows there's no rule of law. You go into these child custody cases. The first one we lost was Alice Brown. She lost her little daughter, born out of wedlock, and she'd made some statement. We found out that a nurse was feeding the child slavers kids to put out for adoption. We couldn't stop it. I didn't know how. But I found out she had a second child in Montana. We put this in. They gave her a check for $20,000. Said there was a settlement and told her to leave Montana, which she did. with her child, a little boy. Got the court case number. Just settled. They won't tell you what they did. We just settled. How did they settle? They give her a check for $20,000 to keep her mouth shut. Of course, she didn't. I didn't either. But people don't know. I've tried to give assistance to a few people with child custody stuff, but you have to get the cooperative agreement. And these states, and some of them, there. I mean, I did a lot of work to get to the, I finally found a guy that would give me all this stuff, because they don't want you to know that this stuff exists. I have the federal regulations, CFRs, that mandated if you're going to get money. Article 6, Section B, the judge is audited for the amount of money and it's split amongst all these people.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Well, we're back here. How can this be going on for decades? There are two court cases. One I didn't find until the last part of the Mooney case in the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals. We went to the Supreme Court. They denied the writ of certiorari, exposing the courts and the thing because way too hot to handle. We're still going to file in a motion for reconsideration. In 1960, they come out and said, United States District Court is an Article 1, Section 8, Clause 9, Legislative Court. It is a court under the control of the legislature. And in these two cases, one is a 1960 case, the other one's a 1980 case, it says the judge represents the court, and the court is under the plenary, which is absolute power of Congress. Now, why in the holy heck would I want to go to a court like that? Yet they go in there, oh, you haven't met the Article 3 requirements to be in this court. But you ain't Article 3, Bubba. And when we put it in quotation marks, because just judicial power, which is a function strictly of a government, of the United States, United States is the name of the government, the end of the prepositional phrase, the object, is that the same as the statutorily created judicial power of a district court? Is a district court a government? I don't think so. It's not in the Constitution. They established the government of the United States twice. So what is this judicial power of a district court? They said, oh, well, the judge is representing the court. Well, wait a minute, I thought he's supposed to be independent. And then it goes on to say, because he represents the court, and the court is under the plenary power of Congress, because it's a legislative court. It's a con. Unbelievable. And it's only made one appellate court, the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals in the Mooney case. And the case in the Supreme Court, if you want to download it, 20-1714, 20-1714. And Westlaw always puts up the ones that they deny. That one has not been listed. Isn't that amazing? They don't want to even call attention to it. It is way too hot to handle. Because you see, Ralphie boy here, I'm not an attorney. You can't threaten me. I'm way beyond that corner of the world. But that tells you what the Supreme Court is. We're in trouble. Our republic has been overthrown because the people have walked away from their birthright. It's just that simple. And you can see it. The Public Salary Act that they did in 1939, the states said, hey, federales, you can tax us, and then we'll allow you to tax, we'll tax the other way. And nobody will ever know the difference. Because there's no law. There's no duty to do it. People have pled that before. It's a known fact. But having it, you got to be able to prove it with evidence. And the only way with evidence has nothing to do with the United States Code. Zero, zip, nada. Other than the fact they give them a plenary and absolute power to make all kinds of regulations, and that one fails, but that can be easily defeated. Because the first step, it's like a bill Congress does. It has to exist. And if it doesn't exist, tell them bye-bye. Back in a minute.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having. And I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's H-E-A-R-T-D-R-O-P.com. DROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendover.